Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A city bus was involved in a nasty crash in the Bronx this morning, striking a pillar of an elevated subway. There were multiple injuries, including to the driver.
This happening on Boston Post Road near Longfellow. Nearby surveillance showing the BX21 bus slowly hitting the pillar of the elevated train just before 8:30 this morning. 12 people on board with minor injuries. The bus driver, a different story, according to EMS Division Chief Evan Sushecki.
The driver was treated for cardiac arrest.
The 14-year veteran driver believed to have had a medical episode. This despite New York City Transit President Richard Davey saying the bus drivers are frequently evaluated.
We have a biannual physical for all of our bus operators. She had hers in January and it was fine. And like for every bus operator that shows up in the morning, they'll have interaction with management, crew dispatch, whatever, as a fit for duty. She did that this morning and was deemed fit for duty.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in West Farms, the Bronx.
A new round of appointments for monkeypox vaccine in New York City are scheduled to go online at 6 this evening. 23,000 appointments will be available. 9,000 more doses will be reserved for close contacts of known cases and patients who receive referrals from community partner organizations and healthcare providers. The city has now counted 1,558 cases of monkeypox, the vast majority of known cases in the state. The federal government is expected to declare monkeypox a health emergency as soon as this afternoon. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has been calling for that. She wants President Biden to invoke the Defense Production Act to speed up production of the vaccine. The New York Times reports the federal government misjudged the need for monkeypox vaccine early on and allowed the company that makes the vaccine to ship more than 200,000 doses to Europe after they were purchased by the United States. You may have thought we eradicated polio in the United States, but last month an unvaccinated adult in Rockland County contracted the disease and became paralyzed. State officials say polio is now being found in sewage samples in Rockland and Orange counties, indicating the potential for community spread. Let's get more now in this live report from our Roger Stern.
That's right, Larry. The big issue now, where did this person who contracted polio get it? They say that looking at what he has, it seems to match the samples found in Rockland sewage, which also matches samples found in the Jerusalem area and in London. They say that doesn't mean that that patient traveled there, but it does indicate that perhaps somehow this is connected to what was found in Rockland, in Orange County. Samples were found in two areas that are not next to each other. So there is indeed evidence of communal spread. The health department urging anyone 2 years and older who is not vaccinated for polio to get vaccinated. Rockland's vaccination rate, by the way, is below the state average. Reporting live, Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
Authorities in Suffolk County have come into possession of an adult American alligator. It was turned over to the State Department of Environmental Conservation Police and the Suffolk County SPCA by its owner. Suffolk SPCA Chief Roy Gross says that person could no longer care for it.
The alligator they had since it was a baby, it is now, according to the owner of the alligator, which they named Zachary, it's 9 years old, it's just under 5 feet long.
The owner did not have a permit for the gator. It was purchased out of state. It was just last week that another illegal pet, a Eurasian lynx, was captured in central Islip.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.